From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Monday, March 19th, 2018. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, Richard Moody is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Two incumbents are seeking re-election to the Chatham Village Board in an uncontested election on Tuesday, March the 20th. Gunner Warden, 20, is running for re-election after serving on the village board for 3 years. Warden is a graduate of Chatham High School and currently a third-year student at SUNY Albany, where he is studying political science. He is also employed by the nonprofit organization Habitat for Humanity. Warden said, and I quote, "I've got to know a lot of people in the village and about how the village works and interacts with the surrounding towns. In a way, I have learned more about political science as a trustee than I have in a class," end quote. Lenore Packett, 59, is seeking her third term as a village trustee. Packett is a native of Chatham and a graduate of Chatham High School. She is a local real estate agent, but also runs a private Chatham preschool in the village. Packett said, and I quote, "The village board used a state grant to improve the west side of Woodridge Avenue, building new sidewalks, creating safe routes to school," end quote. She intends to look at additional sidewalk projects during her next term. Polls are open at 9 a.m. on March the 20th at the Village Hall, 77 Main Street. And you can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. Jordan J. Michael is reporting for Columbia Green Media. On Tuesday, March the 20th, the Valencia Village election has an uncontested race with two incumbent trustees vying for two open seats. The names of Angelo Nero, 87, and David Williams, 62, will appear on the residence party line. Nero is a member of the Hudson High School class of 1948 and the manager of the Columbia County Fair. He is the former village mayor and has served 2 years on the village board. He retired in January from the Columbia County Coroner's Office after 41 years of service. In his professional life, he worked for Western Electric and Paul Montana Refrigeration and Appliances, and worked security for the New York State Senate as well. Williams holds an associate degree in electrical construction maintenance from Hudson Valley Community College. He is a lifelong resident of Valencia and has served two consecutive terms as a village trustee. Williams has worked as an electrical inspector for the Middle Department Inspection Agency for 25 years. He's also worked as an electrician for Blue Circle Cement and Columbia Memorial Hospital. Polls are open at Village Hall from noon to 9 p.m. on March the 20th. You can read the full story in HudsonValley360.com. Jeanette Wolfberg is reporting for the Columbia paper. John L. Edwards Primary School Principal Stephen Spicer made a public appeal to the Hudson Board of Education on March the 12th in an effort to extend his employment beyond the current school year. John L. Edwards is slated to close in June. Beginning in September, students enrolled in pre-kindergarten through first grade will attend the Montgomery C. Smith School on Harry Howard Avenue. Spicer's job will be cut as a result. Spicer told the board, and I quote, "I want to stay out of dedication. I know if you put your heads together, you can find a place and a title for me in the new building," end quote. Spicer argued that in the wake of the massive upheaval the relocation would cause for the school's 130 children, his presence at the school would, and I quote, "reassure them that all is well and ease their adjustment. There is no way the district can lose with this," end quote. Spicer asked that his tenure with the district be extended one more year. The board did not discuss his request or take action on the proposal during the public portion of the meeting. And you can read that full story in the Columbia paper. And finally, Paul Kirby is reporting for the Daily Freeman. Community activist and radio host Callie Jane was charged March the 5th with trespassing after the building's operator alleged she was repeatedly warned to stay out of the parking lot during weekly rallies. The demonstrations typically take place on the sidewalk in front of the Media and Technology Office Building located at 721 Broadway, where U.S. Representative John Faso maintains a district office. Building manager Dara Ellenbogen said she filed the complaint after warning Jane to stay out of the parking lot. Kirby reports there have been no reports of complaints of trespassing being leveled against sidewalk protesters. Jane, who has worked for Citizens Action of New York, said in a Facebook post she was in the building parking lot. She wrote of the charges, and I quote, "This is a violation of my rights. This is the criminal injustice system at work. This is slander. This is interfering with my ability to work and care for my family, end quote. Ellen Boggan said Jane was warned by multiple people, including Ellen Boggan herself and the police, to keep the protest on the sidewalk. She said, and I quote, "How many more times will this behavior continue without taking a stand?" End quote. A spokesman for FASO said the congressman had nothing to do with Ellen Boggan's complaint. In addition to her work as a community organizer, Jane is the host of Rise Up Radio, heard weekly on Radio Kingston. And you can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a sunny day for today with the temperature high near 35 degrees. For Monday night, it will be mostly clear with a low around 14 degrees. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high near 36 degrees. Tuesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 18. And on Wednesday, partly sunny with a high near 36 degrees. Wednesday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 21. Sunrise this morning was at 7 a.m., and the sun will set at 7:06 p.m. That will give us 12 hours and 6 minutes of daylight, 2 minutes and 54 seconds more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Monday, the 19th day of March 2018. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Graham. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.